Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continuing coverage of CUNA's GAC. And yesterday, Co-op Financial Services President and CEO Todd Clark held a session entitled Becoming the Primary Financial Relationship. And we covered that session. And in this particular clip, Todd talks about, or he explains rather, why the credit union model is under pressure, which means there needs to be a mindset change, which is where digital payments come in. And so in this clip, Todd explains why. So check it out.
Last several years, we've seen loan growth begin to decline. We've seen savings growth also staying fairly flat, obviously with the exception of 2020. And I think we can all acknowledge that that model is not going to last, and we wouldn't want it to last forever. But loan growth down and savings growth relatively flat, that is not a recipe for great success for credit unions. Add this to the fact that your economic model continues to be under pressure by low interest rates. And I think we can all agree, again, that low interest rates are going to be here for some time. I think we're hearing at least 2 years, in my personal view, probably 3, 4, 5 years is more realistic before we see any meaningful change. Mortgages have done great this year, right? But that's a little bit of an anomaly because of the incredible opportunity to refinance at these incredibly low rates. I don't think we can expect to see that continue. So what does that all mean? It means your model's under pressure. But here's the flip side. What we're seeing in payments is year-over-year CAGR of 14%. Now, does that mean everybody's going to grow at 14% and the revenue is going to grow at 14%? It doesn't. But what it does mean is that there's an opportunity to be part of a secularly growing industry and continue to push that out to your members and get them more involved with you. So who wouldn't want to be part of an industry that's growing faster than GDP and has for many years and looks like it will for many years to come? So what we're looking for you to do is shift your mindset. Think about payments as a way to get closer to your member and engage with them more on a daily basis. So what does that mean for you? Well, it means that you have to think about how your model might change. According to Deloitte, all the factors I've described, the shift to mobile, further digitalization, and the economic realities of a low interest rate environment are going to continue to put pressure on your economic model. First and foremost, traditional revenue sources like lending and savings are going to continue to be low growth or moderate growth, and we need to find new pathways for success. Secondly, scale more than ever could become critical as profitability pressure puts costs into greater focus. And third, advanced technology is expected to be at the heart of everything financial institutions do. Let's take a look at some of the companies that have already embraced the new model. Chime, SoFi, and Rocket. Chime is a company that does debit cards and debit cards alone. And in just a few short years, they've amassed over 12 million debit cards in the market. SoFi, well, we've talked about them before. They call their customers members just like we do. But they're not really members. They're just customers. But by their own records, they have nearly 1 million members. How many credit unions out there right now after 50, 60, 70, 80 years in business have reached 1 million members? It's not many. And then Rocket, maybe the biggest of them all. Rocket originated more than $250 billion in mortgages in 2020. Again, these are all opportunities that should be held within this room. Now,
thank you very much, Todd, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's GAC here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union
and Co-op Financial Services.